It's your boy, Prince Rara, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. And I am actually doing this recording from the studios at Honor Roll Records and Makeway Studios. Massive shout out to them. I have had such an awesome and productive day today. It started really early, and I know it's going to end damn late. Bruh, I'm fully in the studio and it is so awesome to be here and to talk to my guests that I have on the show today. The show is going to be different and it's with an artist that's from here in Montreal. And I'm always excited to talk about artists that are from here in Montreal and represent what Montreal has, because Montreal has got a lot of talent here, so much talent here. It's so awesome. It's such a cool, creative city, and I think that's why the Lord brought me here. Other than all of that, I had such an awesome day. I've done photo shoots, I've done promo stuff on camera, and it's been such a long time that I've done this. So it's so good to get back to it after all this time. And the Lord has just put me there. Guys, this is actually, you know, my favorite interview yet. I've had you guys, it's such a nice interview. It's really, really fun. I can't wait for you guys to meet these guys. Like, they are really chill. It's just like, you know, it's good laughs, and you can discover like more music from Montreal. So hang on in there, listen to these beats. The one I've got next up is 700M Master, and it's by Swizzy. Swizzy's the artist that I've got coming up next. He's a wicked guy, and him, and shout out to Ace on the track, and also shout out to Momo. And it's going down.
It's Montreal in this bitch.
Smoking on the way, and that's your bitch. So I had dick up in my face, she made my legs lock. When she kept the back and pace, and we don't smoke rock. But we higher than we think, and I got full arms. Ain't trying to take my puss, but they don't know. Yeah. Soon, get that bitch up on my lane. I got a loop for watching that you chat, and I got room. But we smoking all the way, and that's your bitch. So I had dick up in my face, she made my legs lock. When she kept up that good pace, and we don't smoke. But they don't know us, even though we be some friends. They cannot trace, this is no tag, we do not play. Match ball with me, haha, I got crazy. Zoom like a NASCAR, I'm zooming by. Rich, you know I can't copy and paste. Niggas up next, that's all I gotta say. Give me a crown, I am a king. I want diamonds, everything. I want a rose, interior bling. She wanted sex, so I got me a text. She said I'm on snap, so I guess it's a fling. I cannot lose, I got me some neck. I'm smoking some loud, how can I win? Ah, oh, shit, yeah. Zoom. Get that bitch up on my lane, I got a loop for watching that you chain. I got room, but we smoking all the way, and that's your bitch. So I had dick up in my face, she made my legs lock. When she kept up that good pace, and we don't smoke rock, but we higher than we think. And I got full arms, they ain't trying to take my place, but they don't know us, even though we be some gang.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Prince Rara here, and you listen to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and you're also watching this on YouTube. So I've got my guest today. He's hailing all the way from West Island area in Montreal, and he's a hip-hop artist, and he's about that heavy 808 sounds, and he's got lots of charisma. And he's just dropped his EP today called Man of the Hour. Swizzy, bro, what's going on, man?
I'm ecstatic, bro. I'm real happy, you know. We just dropped the EP, the extended play, and it's just I don't even have words for it, you know. It's I can't believe all the work that we put in, you know, now it's finally out and people get to hear it, and it's just, I'm so happy.
Yo, it's really exciting. I'm so glad that you're here, and I know that you've got all your other guys that you work with as well.
Yes.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Ace on the track. I'm Swizzy's engineer. We've been working together for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And we've got Mo. My name is Mohammed, better known as Momo. I'm Swizzy's editor, video editor, cover artist, whatever, anything.
And best friend.
Best friend, of course. I've been with him for the long ride since the beginning, since he started making music.
No cap.
Always been supportive, always believed in him.
No cap.
And look at us now. Dropped the EP.
Come on now.
It's going to break the internet.
You know?
Hey.
No cap.
What's up? Yo, okay. Now, before we go any further, bruh, you got to tell me what's going on with this arm situation. What happened there?
Okay, so I played rugby.
Okay.
I still do play rugby.
Okay.
I was a winger, and was it rugby or was it football that this happened?
Yeah, it was.
This happened a lot. Anyway, so it started with football, then it emerged to rugby, but I basically tackled with someone, yeah, popped the ball out, you know, it was a fumble, it was a perfect play on my part, but my shoulder decided to say you that day, and it just popped out. Ever since that day, it's been popping out. Like, probably every second, third day.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
And it's popped out over 70 times around for the past year and a half. And I just finally got my surgery 2 days ago. And I'm super happy because we're going to be back.
Damn. So you got, like, gauze and all this kind of shit on there. Like,
yeah, I got four screws and three holes in my back.
Ooh.
And then we got, I think, three stitches. So I'm going to look like 50 Cent, like I got stabbed. So I'm going to look cool. No cap.
Nice. Man, I was like, oh, man, this guy's got some shoulders, but you heard it. So
yeah,
it's not really anything to be, I mean,
okay.
Well, you got your stab wounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, my stab wounds, that's what I'm going to call them.
So you've been making music for the last 3 years now,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so how did you get into making music?
How did I get into making music?
Yeah.
I was trash at freestyling. My brother was really good. My cousin was really good.
Yep.
Each time we would have Christmas dinner party, they would all freestyle. And then it would go to be my turn. And I couldn't freestyle for my life.
Okay.
So I was like, oh my goodness, I want to learn. And then ever since then, I just got motivated to make songs every day. So mm-hmm. I've been making, probably my first year, I made like 3 songs every day just to work on my craft. You know, better my craft. And then from there, people start taking me seriously. And then that's when Ace hit me up in 2019. And he was like, yo, bro, I saw you making music. You know, I can send you beats if you'd like. Because he was a producer at first. He still is there.
Mm-hmm.
But his main field is engineering now. But yeah, he hit me up and I was like, at first I was cold. You know, I hit him with a, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I was like, I don't know. But then, a week later, I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, like, I'm open to it. And then ever since then, we've been working. And he's been motivating me, and I've been motivating him. You know, it's hand in hand.
Nice. And I'm going to definitely speak to Ace and Momo in a little bit. But before I do that,
yeah,
I want to know what inspired you. Like, what inspires your music taste and even, like, your music that you make? Like, what are you really into at the moment? Because I know that you love that UK whole situation. I know you can do, like, a roadman accent and all that kind of stuff because you lived in the UK for a little bit, right? So you must listen to a lot of that kind of music, yeah?
But, UK, yeah. I really like the UK thing, but when it comes to Toronto,
okay,
I love the Toronto accent. That's an accent that I love trying to do in the studio. Each time Ace is like, try to do it. I was like, okay, I'm going to try to do it.
Okay.
I've done it with a song called Can't Lose. It hasn't dropped yet. But it's just, I love trying to perfect my craft and getting all these types of accents on the mic, because it's real fun. It's real fun to get all types of tones and voices on the mic too, you know?
Right. So do you think people can distinguish between the Toronto accent and say like a Montreal or another North American accent?
Definitely.
Okay.
Like when I try, you know, like I give it my all.
Okay.
You know, I put my heart into it.
But what about someone from the US? Can they distinguish it? They'd be like, oh, yo, that's from Toronto, or is it Canadian only?
Right now it's Canadian only, but you know, in the next 6 months we're gonna go global.
Okay.
And then when Drake hits me up and Kendrick is like, yo, this is hard, and you know, DDG is like, yo, let's have a song together, like, That's when everyone will know my name.
Nice. Are you, what about like an Aussie accent? Have you ever tried to do that?
I haven't, but I have listened to his stuff. He is hard.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Australian music? Like, do you like
Australian music? He's put me on to Australian music. I don't listen to it a lot there.
Okay.
But whenever I'm in the car with him, he'd play something, and then I'd hold on to it.
Momo, I'm gonna get you to tell all about that, and because you probably get some like inspiration from all of that when you make music, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna talk to you about all that in a little bit. And before I do that, now. I heard you guys talking about Donda. Did you guys watch all three of the Donda listening parties, or did you what happened? Because you guys down
my
for
my brother's a huge Kanye West fan.
Okay.
I'm just there to be there, you know.
Okay.
Whenever he's listening to it, I'm just there. I'll be listening to it. But when it comes to Kanye West, I'm not like the biggest fan.
Okay.
I do love his song "Real Friends."
Okay.
Because that's like one of my favorite songs. Like, it's a motto to me right now.
Yeah.
But when it comes to listening to the Donda, the whole album, I did not listen to all of it, if I'm being honest. Probably the first 7 songs.
Okay. And Ace, did you listen to it, or?
I listened to the album, the listening parties. I seen a couple clips on my Instagram and stuff.
Okay.
That boy is funny. That's all I can say. Like, those listening parties are fun to watch, you know? And a lot of people take it the wrong way and take what he's doing the wrong way, but I think what he's doing is really interesting.
Okay, and what did you think about Marilyn Manson, like, hanging out there?
That's sick. I find it sick because Marilyn Manson is, like, a crazy artist, and a lot of people find him weird, whatever, but he inspires a lot of people, you know what I mean?
The word is unique.
Unique. Very unique. Unique. He inspires a lot of people. Even if people don't want to admit it, he's a big inspiration for a lot of these artists.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think the fact that he was there... Anything. Like, even the fact that maybe he, like, worships Satan or whatever, you know, and people could say that, but I think the fact that Kanye had him there just shows that, like, you know, anybody can come together and do something crazy.
So. And does he actually do that? Does he actually, like, worship
You know,
Satan?
It might be a bit in his music, but I wouldn't know. I don't know the guy, so.
Okay.
You know.
All right, and Mo, what did you think about it? What did you think about Kanye?
To be honest, I think the situation between him and Drake, like, the whole beef is kind of even funnier. Than the listen parties, because I know, like, some listen parties, there was one where it was, like, hanging from the ceiling. There was one where, like, he was, like, on fire.
Yeah.
And then the last one, I think it was amazing, because, like, he had his, first home, like, where he lived, built on the stage.
Right.
You know, so, like, that, for me, like, it's really inspirational, because, like, I'm, like, immigrant, like, I'm not from here. So, like, to see someone, like, back to the roots, you know, it's, like, inspires me, you know, I could do something like that, you know, if I make a music video, you know, we could, like, go film in Morocco, because, like, I'm from Morocco.
Okay.
And, like, that could be a thing, you know, like, going back to the roots is always, like, a good thing. You know, nostalgia is a...
Exactly, yeah. I thought it was really funny when I saw, they put Shansia on there, and apparently, like, I don't know, Drake is with Shansia, and I don't know what was, I don't know, that's pretty shady, right? He put his girl on, or his ex-girl? I don't know, was it his ex-girl?
I don't hang out with trouble. I just stay in the studio. I'm being honest with you. Yeah.
It's your boy Prince Rara, and we'll be back with more. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.